Welcome back to Four Fields with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Slentz. And right now, I am in Endurance House in Norwalk, Connecticut. I am with owner Doug Schwartz. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing really fabulous. Really digging the store. I feel like maybe I need to like get the fat kid out of me a little bit, the eating scenario that I'm always, you know, talking about what I'm eating and what I'm doing. And I need to like get on one of these bikes.
We have a lot of bikes for you. We've got the right shoes that we can fit you for, nutrition and clothing. And we could talk about any injuries you have. We could talk about everything.
This is great. I really love this. I feel like you're like full scale lifestyle, like fitness lifestyle here. For people who haven't been here before, how would you describe Endurance House?
Endurance House is a very welcoming community place. We kind of have a tagline, which is it's a healthy, active lifestyle. So if you're coming into our store and you don't think we have something for you, then like you just said, you're that little kid looking for what is right. We have stuff for walkers, runners, swimmers, bikers, whether you're mountain biking, whether you're time trialing, doing triathlons, whether you're just a recreational person going to the beach, or you just want a hybrid bike to maybe commute. We have everything. So it fits everyone's lifestyle, and that's what we're here for. We're here for getting someone back on track, or whether it's just starting up, whether maintaining their fitness levels, or perhaps they're just trying to get back into it again. So that's what we try to cater to, the healthy, active lifestyle.
And I love it. I feel like you've created like a real culture here too. You know, I'm walking in and I'm setting up and you've got someone that you're, you know, fitting the shoes and clipping the bikes and the bike shoes into the pedals and telling them where to go. I love that. I love that you're very hands-on and very open. I know you're telling them like, you know, go here to try things out, giving them all the kind of tips and tricks on where to go and how to use the equipment. How long have you been here in Norwalk?
We've been here just over 2 years in Norwalk.
And what made you specifically open this type of business?
Well, it actually is a franchise, so we're one of 14. And I was just looking to do something else that I wasn't a number anymore, or someone else wasn't calling my ticket and telling me what to do. And I just wanted to do something that I've always had a passion for, which was initially cycling, and then cycling turned into triathlon, triathlon turned into Ironmans, and, you know, so everything that encompasses that is just like what I said before, like that healthy, active lifestyle. So trying to get someone to start something new is really refreshing. So the guy who's just in here that we just did a bike fitting for, you know, it's his first real bike where he, you know, he's clipping in and, you know, he's got to understand how to clip and gearing. And we try to walk him through that and do bike fits that way and try to get him to a comfortable place, learning and knowing the community where I grew up in Norwalk and knowing where to go and how to cycle or run or swim. Kind of is pretty helpful when someone comes in the store and wondering what to do and how to go about it.
And I love that you mentioned that too, that it's his first time, because I didn't know that. And secondly, I think for someone who might be listening right now, who's not really an expert on any of these things, might walk in here and be like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. But you make it so approachable and so easy, and you're giving these really wonderful tips that make them, you know, really have these calls to actions that they can do right in their own backyard, which is really wonderful. Why Norwalk?
Well, I grew up in Norwalk, and, you know, Norwalk is just booming. We're kind of like in the middle of a really two booming areas right now. We have Sono, that's always been like, you know, really a restaurant hub. And we have Wall Street that's really reinventing themselves. And we kind of have like the middle. And we're kind of in that middle where, you know, we got a mall that's going to, you know, open within a year. We've got a mall, a strip mall next to us that's going to open hopefully within a year as well. So we have all these things growing around us and we're growing with it. We do a lot of community things. You said, you know, how people come in here and they, you know, they're wowed about everything. And we try to just, all the employees here, I train them and they know enough about it that we try to settle that down, kind of like you don't have to be a superstar to come here. You could be just a average Joe that kind of just got off the couch. And we entertain that with a bunch of community events we do too. So on Tuesday nights, we have a run and a walk. So we really try to promote that as like, okay, let's say if you're a runner and you go 15, 20 miles an hour, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be the last one and I'll make sure you get back here. And it's only 3 miles. And if people are like, well, that's too much for me. Well, then we have a 2 mile walk. And you could just walk 2 miles and get to know the course. And when you're comfortable, you can start running. So we have a lot of converts that go from walking to running, and a lot of quote unquote joggers who they think are joggers become runners. And we also invite people who like have dogs to bring their dogs down. And then a lot of people come down with their partners, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriends, partners, married, roommates, whatever it is. We welcome all ages, from kids to adults. And we've had a lot of strollers down here at some points and baby joggers. So it's really Tuesday nights are our big nights. We also have a community bike ride on Saturday that is invited for everyone, and then a longer run on Sunday we have here. So we kind of always have events here on Tuesday nights where we have some vendors, and they come here and they, you know, maybe give out things for free, or you test some of their products like running sneakers, or we might have a raffle that night. So there's some good things we do for people who come here.
I love that. And I love that you're building a community. And I think, you know, for someone who might be exploring Norwalk for the first time or just moved here, what a really great way to kind of dive into the community, especially on an interest that, you know, they might have shared with a group. You have a really nice wall of sneakers behind me, like really beautiful sneakers. I kind of have a thing with sneakers. But I hear you have a very specialized way of fitting sneakers. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so we entertain something called PMP. So it's a personalized movement profile. Basically, what we do is we ask you, you know, why you came here. And when someone says, we're looking for sneakers, and we then ask them, what are you going to use your sneakers for? Whether it's, you know, running, walking, going to the gym. And we do a full assessment. So we understand what their needs are. We understand any current injuries that might affect, like, them running, walking, or going to the gym. And then we basically ask their name, because we want to be personal about it, mm-hmm. and their shoe size. After that, we'll go back in the back room, get their shoe. It's a test shoe. We'll give them socks if they need, so they have socks and sneakers. And then they'll get on the treadmill for about less than a minute. So basically what we're doing is we're trying to capture a video from the knee down of their impact on the treadmill. So based on what we see on the impact on the treadmill, what their feet are doing, we could assess pretty much what's going on with their whole body and that impact, what's coming down. Once we watch that video with them, we go in the back room, we get three pair of sneakers that we think would be a good fit for them. And then we walk through the whole process. So some people just try on the first one. They're like, I love it. I'm good. I'm out of here. Some people go through one or two. Some people go through all three. And then maybe go back up to the first or second and narrow it down and then get in the right shoe. So we want to make sure they're comfortable enough that when they leave, that's the right fit and the right shoe for them.
So someone who played soccer her whole life, have a knee injury on my right knee. So you're telling me that you can fit me with sneakers that will actually help me perform, whether I'm walking, running, biking, with a specific sneaker.
Yeah, so we have a lot of different sneakers, and based on how you look on that treadmill, even with your knee injuries and your soccer and everything you did and, you know, not doing anything for a long time, like you said before, it doesn't matter. It's like we're just trying to make sure that the fit is going to be good, that it's going to be comfortable enough so when you start doing whatever activity you're doing, you're more comfortable. We also have insoles here that you could test as well. So we have Superfeet insoles that you could demo, and those are free to try too. So you could put them in your shoe, whether you have, you know, collapsed arches, high arches, you might have plantar fasciitis, whatever the thing is, Superfeet has an insole for everyone. So that might be an added benefit for you to try as well. So once you get back to doing what you're doing, these two things, having the right sneaker, the right fit, and making sure that you come back to see us within 300 to 500 miles to get your next shoe. So we have a lot of people who come in and they say, oh, I've got this injury, I have this. And our first question is like, well, when was the last time you bought sneakers? And usually if they scratch their head and they're like, oh, I don't know, usually that's way too long. Mm-hmm. We advise people to like either save your receipt or put in your calendar 6 months from today, that usually for the most part is 300 to 500 miles. Or if you're really like on top of your training and on top of your mileage, track your mileage and put an alert in there to 300 to 500 miles to see how you feel and how the shoes feel, and then come back before they get too old and too worn down, because most shoes do break down. As high quality rubber and high quality manufacturer as these shoes are, they do break down after a certain time.
That's a great tip, because I will tell you, I'm totally failed that test, because I at least use my sneakers for a full year, and that's probably way too long.
Well, it could be and it could not be. Depends on, again, it could be mileage. Like let's say you're only using those shoes just for running or just for walking, and you in a year you only go 300 to 500 miles. Then we'd advise you, then it might be a year. Mm-hmm. But if you're using those shoes to walk into the gym and then do some gym stuff, maybe take a HIIT class or a yoga class or a spin class, that's putting some wear and tear on the shoes. So you got to factor that in a little bit, because people don't realize, they're like, oh, I use my shoes and I'm just ran like 200 miles, but what else did you do in them? Did you walk in the city to them? Are you walking to work in them? What else mileage are you putting on them to make that shoe break down? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that breakdown is not happening, because once that shoe breaks down, something's going to affect the rest of your body.
And does it matter, you know, what activity that you're doing for the mileage?
No, it doesn't, because, you know, the shoe's not going to say, oh, we're only running. You know, the shoe's going to break down right when you go distance. So you're putting wear and tear on it. you know, when you're doing certain things. We have a woman who came in here and she didn't realize the 300 to 500 mile rule. And she came in and she's like, I'm having nagging problems. And I said, when's the last time you bought a pair of shoes? She's like, 4 months ago. I was like, okay, that shouldn't be a problem. How much mileage do you do on the shoes? And she said, I do 12 miles a day. I was like, oh, so you're a runner? She goes, no, I walk 12 miles a day. I'm like, oh, that's great. She goes, some days I walk 20 though. I was like, well, how much do you average in a week? She goes, hold on a second. She looked at her Fitbit and she goes, oh, I do 60 miles in a week. I was like, well, I just told you it's a 300 to 500 mile rule here. Then if you're doing that in a week, then you're, you know, less than 10 weeks and you already need another pair of shoes. So this woman comes in here now every 2 months to get a new pair of shoes because she realized that when the shoe breaks down from just walking, that she needs another pair.
And you noted before, like once your shoes break down, you start seeing like some aches, some pains, some other things going on. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about Norwalk Now, because I know that you are part of this really amazing market of collaborative right here in Norwalk. Why is this something you wanted to be a part of?
Well, I know Linda, who got me involved with Norwalk Now for a little while. And basically, you know, she's been trying to, you know, mention it to me, and I didn't really understand the whole concept of it. And then she laid out, you know, came in, laid out the whole package, and it was very exciting to me. Basically, it's almost from like, it's pretty much Stu Leonard's all the way to the beach of all businesses. A bunch of businesses have the same opportunity to get involved, have some collaboration and work together to try to, you know, bring something together. So it really enlightened me because like I saw, you know, initially Bobby Q just jumped on. And when he jumped on, it was kind of like a big flag to me, like, you got to jump on now. He's your neighbor. And that was like something that, you know, really, you know, triggered me to like jump on. So, you know, kind of having that excitement of the whole area and the neighborhood and what Linda's doing and seeing the energy and, you know, the marketing campaign of something very local and very, you know, in our neighborhood is something pretty exciting.
So other than the Norwalk Now website, which is norwalknow.org for everyone listening, how can we find out about some of the really cool events that you're hosting that you mentioned and some things that are going on right here in the store?
Yeah, you can find all our information, whether it's on our Facebook at Endurance House Norwalk. We have an Instagram at Endurance House Norwalk. We have a Twitter account as well. So all three of those things. We also have a website, norwalk.endurancehouse.com. You can find some information as well. So anything that you're socially active, you know, I highly recommend coming down here. We're at 515 West Avenue in Norwalk, where, you know, come look around the store. If it's something that you're just, you know, getting back into something, or let's say you're a seasoned athlete, we cater to all abilities, whether it's kids, adults, seniors. I mean, I've got plenty of stories to talk about, whether it's kids or you know, whatever your age is, you know, come on down and, you know, whether it's biking, running, walking, swimming, you know, if your nutrition's out of whack, we could take care of everything. And even if you don't do any of that stuff, we could talk about like your achy muscles. And, you know, we have a lot of training tools and foam rollers and sticks and great UFOs sandals that are right behind me that I'm looking at right now that are very comfortable to walk around and that people put those on their feet and they realize that they're super comfortable. So, yeah.
Doug, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for your time. Thanks for coming.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.